I told you at the outset, I've got a special guest in the studio. I'm pleased and proud to say he's a buddy of mine. It's Craig Kinning from good old Chicago. He's been in the Valley for a couple of weeks now, playing all kinds of sights around. I hope you had the pleasure seeing him live, but you're going to hear him live here at the KDNK studios. So let me turn on his mic.
All right, all right, all right.
That's the man.
That's the man.
That is the man. You want to start us off with a song, Craig, or you want to...
Aren't you going to ask me any cool questions or anything like that?
Yeah, what do you do when the artist shows up after the artist?
The DJ shows up. Yeah, it's kind of wild, dude. I beat you by about a half hour here.
I left a 10-footer unhit on the last screen to run over here in time to play, but that's another story.
This is a paying gig, right?
For you or for me?
For me.
For you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get at least...
My manager said this is a paying gig.
Twice as much as last time. I think it's 2 cents this time.
You got three really ripe bananas.
That's cool. Yeah, we're low on potassium, man, so
all right,
that'll work.
Okay, why don't you start us off? Show us what you can do.
Show us what you can do? I thought this was radio, man. Okay.
Let's listen to what you can
do. Okay, all right. Anyway. Katie Mann was a good girl. Folks say she don't run around at night. Katie Mann was a good girl. Folks say she don't run around at night. One thing for certain, mama, Katie Mann gonna treat you right. Well, she walked just like her daddy got old wheels in her backyard. She walked just like her daddy got old wheels in her backyard. One thing for certain, mama, Katie Mann don't work too hard. Work a while, Katie. Says she's a Cadillac. I say she got to be a T Model 4. Now some say she's a Cadillac. I say she got to be a T Model 4. She got the shape all right, but she don't carry no heavy load. Thank you. said bye-bye, poor Katie. I'm booked and bound to go. Bye-bye, poor Katie. I'm booked and bound to go. If I don't meet you tomorrow, I'll get you early in the next day.
To clap.
Oh, heck yeah, man.
Great song. What did it?
It's all good, man.
Okay. I got to talk into the microphone.
Oh, right? Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, people are blessed and don't hear me.
So what are we going to talk about?
Tell us about that song.
That song?
Yeah.
I don't know much about that. It was written by Lightning Hopkins, man. Crazy old blues guy.
So what does that go back to, 38 or something?
Man, like before Christ, I think. It weighs real early stuff, man.
Yep. Tell me.
I don't know much about that. I learned a lot of my blues stuff through guys who learn from the real guys. I'm like a few, I don't know what to say, man. I feel like because it's all this black and white and all this, like, it obviously was, you know, this was a black dude. I learned it from a white guy who learned it from him, so I'm like the second white guy down the line.
Yeah.
You know, that would be the same as if you learned Eric Clapton blues style, right? Because he definitely learned a lot of his licks from the old black guys.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I'm from Chicago. I'm from Arlington Heights, Illinois. You know, that's like the home of the blues.
Yep.
Did you know that, Bruce?
I didn't think that... Yeah. Chicago was the home of the blues.
No, the suburbs, Arlington Heights.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Well, it doesn't sound...
Okay, whatever. Yeah. I'm trying to pull your leg a little bit.
Not intuitive.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me when you picked up your first guitar. How old were you?
I was about 10.
10?
Yeah.
Did Mama, Papa get it for you? How'd you
Heck come? No. Well, I mean, no. I have no musical ancestors. That's why I'm just starting to learn how to play.
Yeah,
and I'm, you know, I'm well over 30 now.
Yeah. It's a pretty good learning curve, I'd say.
Late 30s, man. Yeah. I just started when I was about 10. I was, I played in the Catholic folk mass. We would do Bob Dylan songs and Beatles songs and... You know, my sweet Lord, my Lord.
Yeah.
Do them terribly.
Yeah.
But it got me out of class, so it was good.
And what was Dylan, knocking on heaven's door?
No. No, come on. Guess, you got to guess. What Dylan song would we do in the Catholic Mass?
Boy.
How many roads must a man walk down?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you play us another song?
Jeez, okay. This is going to be a little quieter on the mix. I'll do a singer-songwriter song.
Go for it.
Is that phase bothering you guys? That phase on the dobro? I got a little bit of phase shift on there. People are going to call in and complain. That don't sound like a dobro to me, man. Brother, can you loan me a dime? Been around here most of the night. Hey, brother, can you spare me the time? Been around here half my life. Yeah, sister, do you know my name? Used to go with you when I had a face. If we could walk together again, I think I could find myself within. Talk these bones back into their skin. Hey, mister, do you have a wife? Do you love her with all your might? Hey, mister, do you have some kids? Reach down and hug them and give them a kiss. Hey, mama, do you have a son? Tell me, have you told him that you miss him some? If we could walk together again, I think I could find myself within. Tuck these bones back into their skin. Well, there ain't no sense in looking back. It's nothing but a pile of worn-out tracks. Roads I chose that didn't pan out. Folks I've known that all burned out. Daddy, can you share a smile or sit down and talk with me a while? Hey, Daddy, when you first had me, was your life in ecstasy? Hey, Mother, I'm the only one you can't call your only son. If we could walk together again, I think I could find myself within. Tuck these bones back into their skin. Hey, Father, do you have a prayer? Something simple that will get me there. Father, when you talk to him, ask for forgiveness for all my sins. Hey, God, do you still see me? I'm dressed in rags on the street. If we could walk together again, I think I could find myself within. Tuck these bones back into their skin. If I could walk with you, my friend, I think I could find the strength within. There ain't no sense in looking back. It's nothing but a pile of worn-out tracks. Roads I chose that didn't pan out. Folks I've known that all burned out. Hey, brother, can you loan me a dime?
Thank you.
Now that's an original Craig Kenning, right?
It's original Craig Kenning, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful song.
Thank you, man. Well, you know what? I'm almost out of Colorado already.
Yeah, when are you leaving?
I'm leaving Monday.
You have a couple of more gigs, though, don't you?
I have one more at the Redstone Inn on Sunday.
What time is that at?
3 till 6.
Yeah.
And then it's on the way Chicago to Michigan.
You do the Upper Peninsula there?
Yeah. You really like it up there.
Yeah. That's not a part of the world I've visited. I actually passed by Lake Superior on the Canada side. But
oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. What do you want to do for us next?
Would it be okay to do an instrumental? Should I do some of that Amazing Grace, or is that going to maybe?
I think that would be great. Why don't you tell people a little bit about the instrument you're playing today? Because this is not what you've been playing on a regular basis on your gigs here.
Well, you made me play this, basically. Yeah. It was like if I was on to be on the radio, I had to play the dobro, right?
Absolutely.
It's a big old piece of brass, chrome plated. Heavy, very heavy instrument. They made it so that it would be loud way back when, before they had amplification. And it stuck around because of its unique tone. I struggle with trying to get it to sound as good as I'd like plugged in, but I'm getting close. I met a guy down here who's going to help me build some pieces for it.
Good.
Yeah, so. Good. But yeah, we can try a little bit of an instrumental here and see how that goes. And if any of your listeners are curious to find out about me, they can always go to my website.
So. Which is craigkenning.com.
Right, and Craig is with a K.
Yeah, that's two Ks, KRAIGKENNING.com.
So let's try this.
Okay,
maybe, huh?
Let's go.
All right. Thank you.
Sounds trite, but amazing.
Trite?
Amazing.
Thanks. That, oh, yeah, okay, got it.
Got it.
That was a good one, Bruce.
No, I'm all over it.
You are, man.
Let me tell my listeners, it is 2:45. This is KDNK Community Radio, cultivating community in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Are you planning on taking a trip to the backcountry? Here are a couple of quick trips. Make a thorough packing list and double check that you have everything you need, especially a first aid kit. Always inform someone outside of your traveling group of your itinerary. The backcountry doesn't have much cell service. Find more travel tips at nps.gov. Okay.
This is a very informative radio station.
Well, you know, we do our best.
You guys cover it all, man. Wow. That's cool.
Can you think of anything useful to say here? All right.
Boston Bruce.
Boston Bruce, you know. You guys like it when I say Carbondale? And
Yeah.
The artist here is Craig Kinney.
Oh, my gosh. That's cool as heck.
They really like it when I play songs by the Cars. So, back to Chicago?
For a week, and then it's up to Michigan, yeah.
How many gigs will you do up there?
I think I have about 7 concerts, outdoor shows.
Yeah, nice.
So that'll be nice.
And you do a lot of work in Florida, right?
Yes. In the wintertime.
Okay, so that you won't leave for that for several months.
Nah, November.
Okay.
So.
All right. I can't tell you how pleased I am you're here today.
Well, thanks, man. You've been a great friend. Redstone's been a great friend to me. I've been coming here for, 30, 25 years or something like that? And it seems like a second home when I pull in there. And it's, thanks to guys like you, people like you and Andrea and everyone in town that are so good to me. So it's been neat. It's been neat to be able to get to know this part of the country.
I'm pleased you're pleased because, we're relative newbies out there. We just passed that.
That was cool. It was a good meeting. And we had a nice show last night, huh? That was
really super.
That was something else.
I talked to a lot of the people that were there since the concert. And
it was just such a good setting, dude. I'm looking at this beautiful sky behind me in the mountains. And as I have to remember how much to enjoy that, It's how many artists would love to be able to be sitting there playing their music, and I got to, so.
I keep saying to myself, the day I start to take this stuff for granted would be a sad day, because really is spectacular.
You got it, man.
And, fortunately for us, the rain held off to the very end.
Yeah.
So it was a good night all around. All right, why don't you play us another song? Tell us about it.
You got time for another one?
Sure.
All right, man. This is a relatively new with a lot of old licks in it. It's called "I Left Chicago." Chicago, just trying to find some peace. Well, I left Chicago, just trying to find some peace. Here's the Lord above for mercy, won't you help this poor boy, please? I crossed some money, and things were just the same.
I crossed the muddy, and things were just the same. I went down to the crossroad, perhaps my luck would change. Denver, we're still away to go. Yes, I rolled into Denver, we're still away to go. Up into the mountains, down around Redstone. I got good friends there, they take good care of me. Good friends there, they take good care of me. With my spirit on the ride, I set these demons free. Now, Mama, I'm booked and bound to go. Well, bye-bye for now, I'm booked and bound to go. I got a pretty girl waiting down in Sweet Home, Chicago. Well, I said bye-bye for now, I'll see you down the road. Well, bye-bye for now, I see you down the road. I gotta get back to my sweet home, Chicago.
Those full circle songs, you got to get out of Chicago to get some peace, and by the time the song's over, you got to get back.
story of my life.
You know, the first song I think I ever heard that had that kind of trip around, Where Have All the Flowers Gone?
Where Have All the Flowers Gone?
Do you know that song?
Oh, yeah, man.
Kingston Trio.
Yeah,
pleasure having you.
Thanks, man.
The dobro's got such a big sound, but it's a tough instrument to play, isn't it?
I'd say it can be a tough instrument to play. It's kind of like a banjo in a way. It's a real plunky sound. I'd say it, for me, the tough part about it is to get it so that when you plug it in, it cooperates. They like to feed back. They like to have a lot of sounds that you would prefer to be toned down. So it takes a lot of skill to figure out how to amplify them and play them real loud. I've done it for many years. I think the problem is now, which is a good problem, is that my other guitar sounds so good, I have a real high bar to meet. And like I said, I've got high hopes. I've got a guy in, that I just, I've known him for years. I didn't know that he was knowledgeable about stuff that I need. So he's going to build me some parts.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to, because I would love to have the resonator in every one of my shows. But especially where the sound is difficult to begin with, you're kind of asking for a lot of problems when you break out an acoustic instrument like, a resonator that's plugged in. Very technical mumbo jumbo, but the bottom line is it just doesn't always sound as good as you wish it would.
Yeah.
When you get on stage. But yeah, they're lovely sound. I mean,
really,
it's just nice.
Yeah, to me it's like, you can listen to string instruments, but a cello just jumps out.
Oh.
Like nothing else.
Yeah.
And I feel kind of the same way about the dobro.
Yeah, there are certain instruments that just draw you in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely.
All right. You want to favor us with another tune?
Well, I mean, I could. You already played the
old
recording of your favorite songs.
Well, that set the tone for the theme, which is rambling.
Oh.
So walking shoes fit right in there.
Well, I really wasn't rambling. I was pretty settled in at your place out there. And then, now I recently gotten thrown out of there. So now I am rambling.
There's only so much I'll put up with.
That's about it. I was feeling the same. Anyway, yeah. Lord, I was born a rambling man. Okay, anyway, yeah, let's do that. Let's do the in-studio version, right?
Yeah. Go for it.
Tax and now it's time to pay the fare. You spent some time in traction in intensive care. You said you paid some heavenly dues. The smartest move you made was to put on those shoes, walking shoes. We need to put on, I tell the truth. We need to put on a walking shoe. We need to put on, I tell the truth. We need to put on, I can't believe we made it this far. You couldn't even play guitar. I got a chill as I walked into the room, like an uninvited guest who knew the bride, not the groom. This conversation's got me seriously bored, like a hoe who's got her money. What do we hang here for? Walk and shoot. Put on, I tell the truth. We need to put on a walking shoe. We need to put on, I tell the truth. We need to put on, I can't believe it turned out this way. You left me with nothing to say. take a cheap shot if it helps you with the pay. Would have been nice to leave it, both be on our way. The green grass is browning on your side of the fence. Did I say I'm sorry, but I really meant a walking shoe. We need to put on, I tell the truth. We need to put on a walking shoe. We need to put on, I tell the truth. We need to put on, I can't believe it turned out like this. Don't you think it's time that we split? Get a big gun and be careful with your aim. God knows I hurt you and deserve all the blame. Wish there was a way I could make it up to you. Better yet, think I'd get a brand new pair of walking shoes. We need to put on, I tell the truth. We need to put on a walking shoe. We need to put on, I tell the truth. We need to put on a walking shoe. Walk on home now. Go ahead, walk on out that door. Cause we're gonna be walking and walking and walking and walking.
Good for the in-studio version.
Nice, man.
The Dobro sounds great.
Thanks, man.
Craig, thank you so much for stopping by.
You know it, Bruce.
Okay.
My pleasure.
Yeah. And we will see you on Sunday up at the Redstone
Inn.
Yeah,
maybe even sooner.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, we got stuff to do over there. Ryan's got to help me out with some video stuff, and there's always stuff to do.
You're good. Never a dull moment in Redstone, huh?
No.
All right.
Until they close the canyons and stuff, it gets a little quieter. But I was surprised last night. Where'd they all come from? They couldn't get through the canyon, man. They found their way down from the... Those were all mountain people, weren't they?
Most of them were Carbondale. Some of them were Redstone. They came from everywhere.
Oh, I thought they were like... They lived up in the nooks in the mountains in little tents.
We had some come down from Marble Torso.
Thanks, Bruce, man.
All right. Nice. Thank you so much. That's Craig Kenning, who's been kind enough to share a few moments with us, precious moments. and thank you so much.